Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brain Boost. You know that feeling when you're putting your heart and soul into something, whether it's a project at work, a creative endeavor, or even just trying a new recipe for dinner. And then bam, someone throws some shade your way. Criticism can sting, right? It can really knock the wind out of your sails and leave you feeling deflated. But guess what? We're not going to let negativity win. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to build resilience in the face of criticism and negativity, because life is full of those moments when you've got to keep pushing forward, even when it feels tough. So why is this so important? Because in today's world, with social media constantly bombarding us with opinions and everyone having a platform, dealing with criticism is practically a daily occurrence. It can be overwhelming, but trust me, learning to navigate it effectively can seriously level up your life. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build up mental armor and bounce back from negativity with even more strength and determination. First things first. Separate the truth from the noise. Not all criticism is created equal. Some feedback might be genuinely helpful and offer valuable insights, while other comments are just plain mean-spirited or unhelpful. Try to filter out the noise and focus on the constructive critiques that can actually help you grow. Remember, true friends will always have your best interests at heart and offer support even when they're giving you tough love. Next up, embrace a growth mindset. When faced with criticism, instead of viewing it as a personal attack, see it as an opportunity for learning and improvement. Think about what you can take away from the feedback, no matter how small. The shift in perspective can be game-changing. Imagine every challenge has a chance to level up your skills as a power of a growth mindset. Number 3. Don't internalize everything. Seriously, don't let someone else's negativity define you. It's easy to get caught up in their words and start doubting yourself, but remember, their opinions are just opinions. You're worthy and capable, regardless of what anyone else says. Fourthly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, and everyone faces criticism at some point. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be perfect. And finally, surround yourself with positivity. The people you spend your time with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out those who uplift and encourage you and limit your exposure to negativity as much as possible. Think of it like this: your social circle is your own personal support system, so choose wisely. Let me tell you a story that really drives this point home. I once had this brilliant idea for a new podcast episode, right? I was fired up about it, poured my heart and soul into the script, and hit publish with a big old smile on my face. But then, crickets. The comments were sparse and the engagement was low. At first, I felt deflated, like maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. But then, I remembered what we're talking about today. Resilience. I took a deep breath, reminded myself that not every idea is going to be a smash hit, and focused on the positive feedback I did receive. It turns out that some people really resonated with the topic, even if it wasn't as widely popular as I had hoped. And you know what? That experience taught me so much about pushing through negativity and staying true to my vision. So, remember, folks. Criticism is inevitable, but it doesn't have to define you. By practicing self-compassion, embracing a growth mindset, and surrounding yourself with positivity, you can build resilience like a boss. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when dealing with criticism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey of building mental strength and navigating negativity head on. Until next time, keep boosting that brain power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.